Pete Sarsent is Waking Up Kenosha, live and local on AM 1050 WLIP.
Good morning, it's WLIP, the morning show. Pete here with you in the studio now, Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning.
Good morning, Pete. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
Kind of suffering through a little sinus infection, you know.
Yeah, it's the worst.
It's that time of year.
Yeah. I'm really hoping to avoid what I went through, not in February last year, but in March, where it was just like, voice? You don't need a voice. What do you need that for?
What, on radio? Come on.
On the radio? No, it's fine. You don't have anything to do. So, no.
Yeah, I haven't lost that yet.
I feel your pain, but you sound very bassy over there, so.
Yeah, it is a little deeper today.
There you go.
Yeah, right. So, it's.
Want to pull an extra shift with those pipes?
No, I'm all good. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Well, Dr. Russ is here. And of course, as the name would imply, taking care of our pets and making sure that they have optimum health. And we're going to talk teeth today, Dr.
Talking Russ. Teeth, because it is February. Imagine that. January's gone and we're now in February.
How about it?
And February is Dental Health Month. I always find this, it's a little amusing to me because it's Veterinary Dental Health Month. It's also People Dental Health Month.
There you go.
So I think we actually tagged in with it because I don't remember it being Dental Health Month when I was a kid for the pets because, you know, nobody did dental health.
Wait,
that
is this
long
the
ago.
Month you get like the toothbrush and the toothpaste at school or
right,
something?
Right. Okay. Yeah, so,
yeah,
you know,
I remember
the kids
that.
Are getting that. So, you know, so we're just trying to bring some awareness to, you know what, your cats and dogs, they have teeth too. So that's the whole thing. None of us really look at their teeth. And so we want to just raise some awareness that you should flip their lip. Looking.
Sounds
looking
like a contest we would do at some point. Flip the lip.
I don't know if I would. I don't know if that would be a contest or not. But you know, that is the primary thing. It's like you have to take a look because they have teeth, and you don't know what they look like unless you look.
Right.
And now, part of it is that the dental calculus and tartar, if it is there. That's a visible sign there's stuff going on, but there's sometimes periodontal disease that's going on underneath too. So even halitosis, so bad breath. Mm. You know, dogs have dog breath and cats have cat breath, and dog breath is certainly worse than cat breath. But if it's really bad and there's not a lot of dental tartar or you don't see a lot of things going on, there may be some stuff going on below the gum line that's there. Had one of my own dogs. She had two of her teeth separate times, of course. Couldn't do it at the same time.
Of course, yeah.
Had a very back molar that had some stuff that had gotten crammed in between the tooth and the gum line, and she wound up having a tooth abscess. And teeth were fine, except she had an abscess back there, and it was some of those, you know, she started breathing on you, and you're like, oh, that is it. What is wrong? There's something crawled in and died, and it's
so
terrible.
So if the breath doesn't smell like anything but dog food, you're in trouble.
Right. You know, dog food, and the dog breath, there's a little funky smell to it anyway, just because it's dog breath, but... If it smells worse than regular dog breath, you should have somebody take a look. And it's, you know, one of the things you have to think about is that 80 to 70% of cats and dogs over the age of 3 have some form of dental disease. So if you've got a dog that's 4, cat that's 5, there's probably some form of dental disease. So we need to be cognizant that that's ongoing. And the other big impact is that if we don't address it, it can lead to other organ problems. Mm. It's not that dental disease is going to cause heart problems or cause liver or kidney problems, but it's not going to help them. So okay. if there are some other underlying issues, now we've got dental disease, so we're going to have bacteria in their bloodstream that's bombarding those other organs, and then that's just going to complicate things. I always look at it, it's like throwing gas on a fire. That's great if you want to get it bigger. But in this instance, you usually don't want to blow it up.
Right.
So it's better off if you keep it in check. Signs and symptoms of dental disease going on. We've already talked about bad breath, and that's the most noticeable. You know, the dog jumps up in your lap and wants to give you a kiss, and you're like, no.
No.
No. That smells like something died, and it's been there for years. Looking at their gums, if their gums are red, swollen, if there's some bleeding from the gums. Certainly there's some irritation there. They've got... brown or yellow buildup in their teeth. Now, they can get some real early plaque buildup, which actually could probably be brushed off. But once it starts to get thicker, it's not going to get brushed off. It's like you and I have to go to the dentist and it's going to get scaled off.
Yeah.
So if you're seeing buildup, and if the thicker it gets, the worse it is. And if it gets really bad, they're going to have some difficulty eating. So you'll see them like pick up their food, and all of a sudden they're like, I'm going to tilt my head to the left because I'm going to chew on my left side and I'm going to chew on my right side. Or they are chewing and like food is falling out.
Those are, like with so many other things we talk about, there's those subtle signs that you have to watch for,
right?
You know, little changes.
I've had some clients go, well, you know, they're still eating. I'm like, are they eating well or not? I mean, they've lost a couple pounds, so are they eating normally? You know, people come in and go, yeah, the dog's not eating, so I think there's something wrong with his teeth. Well, if he's gotten to that point, yeah, it's really bad.
Right.
So
right.
If we can catch these things ahead of time, we can try to avoid some of the major complications. See this a lot in cats more so than dogs, but pawing at their mouth. So if they're, you know, they get done eating and they're sitting there and they're rubbing them with their paw at their mouth, it's probably because it's actually irritated and there's some, you know, dental disease that's ongoing. And if there's some excessive drooling, so it's just because the dental pain can cause drooling. So if you're seeing that out of the blue, it's not like you're sitting there with a cookie and they're drooling. It's like, you know, it's like the middle of the day and it's just the dog's walking around with drool just running out of his mouth. We should check those teeth. Now, what can you do to help at home? Because certainly you can bring them in. We can check them out. I mean, they need to have regular professional cleanings to help keep that tartar off. But between cleanings, what do you do? Same thing that we do. Brush your teeth.
Okay.
Now, chews can help. So there are dental chews which have enzymes in them. And so if your dog is one that will chew on things, this is great. If your dog, like my Cavalier, that now has no teeth because she does not chew on things. And there are some dogs that are just going to lose teeth. I mean, my Cavalier, she's a perfect example. She has no teeth because she just wound up to, you know, we'd bring her in, we'd pull three teeth. We'd bring her in, we'd pull six teeth. We'd bring her in, and we did dental sealants. We did, you know, we did everything that we could. We did teeth brushing, albeit my wife would say I did not do as diligent a job. I'll own that one. But that's the thing, is that if you're working on things and they're still losing teeth, it's not your fault. It's not the dog's. Actually, it is probably the dog or cat's fault because it's just their teeth. Their teeth are going to lose teeth. But the thing of it is to keep them healthy. Like, she's got a heart condition. So we wound up saying, you know what, she had, like, we did her last dental and we're like, you know what, she's going to have two teeth left. Should we really leave those two? Because she now has a heart problem, which is the reason we were doing the last dental we did. And so now let's just take them out because then we don't have to worry about having to knock her out again while her heart's having an issue. Regular oral exams and what most people would call dentals, so cleanings, and it's treatments. We refer to our dentals now as oral exams and treatments because we're anesthetizing them. It's general anesthesia, so they're not coming in and laying down in the chair and opening up and saying, aw, this one's
trying to answer questions in between.
Hands in their mouth. No, none of that, which is always a trick, right? So the thing that we're going to have is we're going to anesthetize them so they are completely under anesthesia during these procedures because we're x-raying their teeth, we're scaling, cleaning. And if there are issues that we find on x-ray or the exam prior to the probing, prior to the scaling, we're going to address that. So if there are teeth that need to not be there, they will be removed. And then at-home dental care, teeth brushing. And that is the number one thing. And if you're trying to get your dog or cat used to it, start early.
Yeah.
If you've got a puppy or kitten, great time to start because you can try to get them used to it. It's like getting them used to nail trims, getting them used to, you know, people messing with their feet, you know, socialization. Well, dental care is also one of those things you can start early. But let's say that you've got the 5-year-old dog or even 10-year-old dog, and, you know, and they've had their teeth cleaned, and you're like, you know, I kind of would really like to try to avoid going back in. Well, so start slowly. Now, if they've had a dental cleaning recently, you're going to want to give them a 2 to 3 week time off because their mouth's going to be a little bit sensitive from the dental cleaning. But once they're over healed from the procedure, then you can go back and start slowly. And I recommend using the finger cot. So it basically looks like a little cover on the tip of your finger. It's got some really soft rubbery bristles on the end of it. You basically put some enzymatic toothpaste on that and you just apply it to the teeth. It's not like brushing.
Okay.
So these toothpastes are enzymatic, so they're just got to get like wiped on the teeth and then sit there for a little bit to cause that calculus to break down. You and I, when we brush our teeth, it's got pumice. If you ever put, you know, toothpaste between your fingers and you rub it, it's gritty. Well, it's because there's pumice in it, and so we're actually physically like sandblasting our teeth, if you want to think about it that way. We're not doing that in the cat and dog. We're just applying some enzyme to it, and all you have to do is the outside because they'll like, that stuff tastes good. Take their tongue, grab it from the outside, swab it around on the inside. Voila! They did their own inside. So you don't have to do that. I've had some clients go, I keep getting bit when I'm doing the inside. I'm like, stop doing the inside. Don't do that. It's hard on your finger. You won't want to brush your teeth anymore. Make it a positive experience, too. Give them a cookie. Then brush your teeth. I think the most positive thing we ever did with my wife's first dog that I married into was that the deal was I would come over. This is when we were in school. I would come over and she would cook dinner and I had to brush the dog's teeth and do dishes. I'm like, deal. So do the dishes. And as soon as the dishes are done, the dog's sitting there going, can I have my toothpaste?
Yeah.
Because it was just a reward. And because they taste good, most of these guys aren't going to balk about it. The aim is to do it a few times a week. I mean, ideally, you know, like 3 days a week. Personally, that's a hard habit to keep up. Easier habits are daily things.
True.
Like I get up every morning and I have a cup of coffee. That's a habit. I don't need it, but I enjoy it. Right?
Right.
So if you're having a routine there that's every day, so you get up, eat breakfast and then brush the dog's teeth or do the dishes at night and then brush the dog's teeth, the dog's going to get in this habit because it is every day. And before you know it, they're going to be sitting there going, excuse me, you forgot to brush my teeth. They'll be bugging you for it. Dental treats, we've also talked about as an add-on. If you're using any sort of dental product, make sure that it is approved by the Veterinary Oral Health Council. That's the VOHC.
Very important.
It is. It's like if you're using stuff on your teeth, make sure it's approved by the dentist. Don't just go, you know, grab some baking soda and peroxide and throw it in your mouth.
Go to town.
Right. Dental diets are another thing. There are some diets. If you've got a dog that will chew and crunch on those things, it's like chewing on bones. I mean, chewing on bones is a great thing too, but the thing of it is they have to chew. That's part of the reason my Cavalier lost teeth is because she did not like to chew on things. Mm. I think she chewed on things 30 seconds every 5 years.
Oh boy.
So that's not really chewing.
Only chew the ones you want to keep, right?
Right. So that's it in a nutshell. Flip the lip, take a look at the teeth and the gums. You don't really have to do that if they breathe on you and you're about to pass out. So if those are the things that are going on, and you see things going on or you smell things going on, give us a phone call.
Very good. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. What is that contact information?
I mean, get in touch with us by calling us at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok is back. So, yeah, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Very good. Dr. Russ Brewer, always appreciate you coming in the studio. You have a great week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
You too, Pete. See you next Tuesday.